This is Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and delighted to welcome onto the show today an old friend who I've known since the early 90s when we were both together at Kidderminster Hospital Radio. Since then, he's taken a different path and is doing some unbelievable things that we want to talk to him about today. Welcome to the show, Jay Atkins.
Hello, Chris. You're right.
I'm not too bad, Jay. How are you?
Oh, I feel old now. 1990s.
I know.
Goodness.
Those were the days, weren't they? Kidderminster Hospital Radio.
many stories.
Yeah, but we won't talk about those today because I want to talk about what you're doing right now, because quite incredibly, you are a mind reader, an illusionist.
Yeah, I've been dabbling since I was about 8. I'm 48 now, so 40 years of doing it, but professionally, right about 20-odd years now. It's taken off really, really well.
And how do you sort of get into this? Is this through, like, watching things or reading or...?
Got a huge library at home, both books, DVDs, and also a wide network of friends who are both creators and performers, so a lot of the things we sort of pick up from conventions and lectures and just chatting with fellow magicians and mentalists.
This has been going on in your life now for how many years professionally have you been doing this?
I would say professionally around about 30 odd years. Semi-professionally, maybe 40 years, doing stuff at school and sort of amusing the teachers and avoiding detentions and getting told off by doing magic.
Well, I've got to ask, what was the first trick you ever learned? Can you demonstrate it on me now, your first ever trick?
A first mind reading trick?
Yeah.
I've got one here which was recently featured on Penn & Teller's Foolish show, which did actually for them. For the listeners out there who are listening to the show, it's a book, picture book. It's called Can You Find the Whatever, and I'll give it to Chris so he can have a look through
okay.
it. Feel free to examine it, Chris.
Trees, planes, fish, phone, that sort of
There's
thing.
There's all different ones. So yeah. In a moment, I want you to open the book at any page.
Yeah.
Feel free to skip through pages.
Yeah.
Just let you know that every image in that book is in a different order on every single page. Some pictures aren't on those pages, some pictures are on those pages. What I want you to do is I want you to choose a target image, which is the big image on the book. So if you want to open it anywhere, it doesn't matter if I see it
okay.
at the moment. You'll see that there's a big image
yeah.
and there are 9 other images
yeah.
going around.
Yeah.
Now, just let the listeners know, there is no way that I can see what Chris is looking
no,
at.
No, he can't.
There's no mirrors. I'm not looking over your shoulder.
No.
If you were here in the studio, you'd see exactly what I'm seeing. So hold it up to yourself.
Yeah.
What I want you to do is the big target image, I want you to think about it. Don't give it away. Don't tell me what it is. Next to the target image, there are 9 little pictures, including the target
yeah.
image. So in any order, I want you to read out what those 9 images are. Now, people say to me, you obviously memorize the page, but as I said, any order. So
okay.
you could start with the target image, you could end with the target image, you could put it anywhere. By the way, before you do that, you will give it away, you just won't know how you're going to give it away. My job is to try and work out psychologically, read your body language, your tone of your voice. Obviously, when you're reading it out, say for instance, if you've chosen the fish, don't go say so-and-so, fish! Like
yeah,
that.
Got you.
Try and keep the same tone. I will look away, so if you do sort of raise your eyebrows, there's no way I can see it or anything like that. So,
okay, shall I start reading them out
yeah,
then?
9 images, any order.
Okay. TV, pencil, keys, scissors, tree, umbrella, chair, car, plane.
Okay, if you want to do those again, I'm trying to work out your voice tone.
TV, keys, pencil, scissors, tree, umbrella, chair, car, plane.
Excellent. I believe that the object that you're thinking of is, it's a natural object, it's not a man-made object. I believe you've gone for the tree.
Bang on!
Is that right?
Yeah. So how did you get that then? Did I say tree in a slightly different way then?
There's various different things that I'm sort of picking up on. So
okay.
I sort of get the pitch of your voice and... Like I say, you do give it away, you just don't realise how you do it.
Different page, 9 yep. different items on. Rainbow, pencil, keys, umbrella, scissors, plane, TV, car, chair.
See, what you've tried to do this time is you've tried to go really first, so you've gone for rainbow this time.
What about your live shows? Because you do some incredible live shows
yeah.
and you're constantly touring. When you're there in front of a massive audience,
yep.
what sort of things are you doing with the audience involvement there?
It's basically, I do a 2-hour stage show where we get the audience involved in one of the effects. But there's a lot of psychological stuff. There's a lot of stuff doing with social media. It's a theatre show which mixes psychological magic with mind reading stunts.
What have you got next for us then, Jay?
Right, okay. We're going to try something with you, which is a little box.
Okay.
We've got a cube. Now, this cube has got six colours on. Okay. I'm just giving Chris a card now, which has got the six most popular colours on. Certain colours mean certain things, and people spend hours looking at different psychological things, like, for instance, black means you're controlling. Red means that you're passionate, obviously love. Blue means you're serious. Green, possessive. White, cool. And yellow is flirtatious and saucy. So I'm going to give you the cube.
Yeah.
And in a moment, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think of a colour. Now, don't obviously tell me what colour it is, but whatever colour you're thinking of, I want you to place the cube on your hand with the colour facing upwards.
The colour facing upwards.
And then cover it with your other hand.
Okay.
So there's no way that I can see. The only reason I say the colour facing upwards is because, obviously, if it was one of the side colours, there's no way that I would know. You can choose a colour that means something to you, or you can choose a colour that is just a random colour. Are you ready?
I am ready to rock and roll.
So you've got it on your hand.
I've got the cube in my hand, and the colour that I've chosen is facing up.
What I want you to do, I want you to imagine a big kind of like TV screen.
Mm.
Just showing your colour, nothing else whatsoever. Okay. First time that I'm going to do it, it may be a lucky guess. It's a 1 in 6 chance.
Yeah.
Then I will try and work out the kind of person that you are. I don't think you've gone black. I don't think you've gone blue. I don't think you've gone green. I think you've gone yellow.
Boom!
Excellent. So,
yes.
We can do it again.
Okay.
You can choose the same colour. You can choose a completely different colour.
Right. I'm going to choose another colour.
So, I'm look away.
Okay. Right. Go for it.
Okay. So, you went for yellow first, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, I've got to try and work out the kind of person you are. Now, the first one was flirtatious and saucy, which
is me to a T.
We've known each other for many, many, many years. Usually people that go yellow then jump to the next colour, which in that case would be white.
Oh! Very good. You've been doing this a while, haven't you, Jerry?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
I've learned how to read people. We've got a little box. Now, this little box is opaque, which basically means that you can't see anything through it. The cube fits in perfectly, and you can cover it with a lid. What I want you to do this time is whatever colour you choose, say, for instance, I've gone for white, put it in, put it in the lid on. You can even put it behind you.
I'll put it there.
I don't think you've gone for the same colour. He's giving me a little smile. Okay. So the first one you've gone for was yellow, which was obviously flirtation saucy. You then jumped to cool and relaxed.
Yeah.
Now, we've known each other for many, many years. And I know that you're a cool, relaxed kind of guy. People that are usually cool and relaxed, to put me completely off the scent, they jump to a completely different colour. They haven't gone for the same colour. This time I believe you've gone, I think you've gone blue.
How are you doing this? How do you do that? That is unbelievable. If I was having a go at doing that, it would be just pure guesswork. But you are obviously taking on board things that I've said or done or the way I've moved or whatever. And you're forming opinions that way.
Could you get somebody?
Could somebody in?
Yeah.
We've now got Lisa in our studio. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
What are you going to do now, Jay?
Lisa, do you ever use Wikipedia?
No.
Excellent. The thing about Wikipedia now is that basically it can change every second. So what you look at now in 5-10 seconds can be completely different. People can add things, people can edit things, people can mess around with Wikipedia. So what I'm going to get you to do, Lisa, is if I was to say to you, how many articles do you believe that there are on Wikipedia? I'll give you a clue. It's more than one.
Good clue.
No, I didn't say it was a good clue. I just said it was a clue. So if you go to your phone and if you search for how many articles are there on Wikipedia.
So Lisa's now searching on her mobile.
You'll find that there are various different things. There's a website called wikicount.net. And that is a genuine one, which obviously it reads the technical words. What do they call them?
Oh, algorithms.
Algorithms. You're right. That's the word.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wonder what the hell is going on. Can I read your mind?
So if you go to wikicount.net.
Yes.
And there you'll find a really big long number.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
What
brilliant.
What is the number?
6569 6569 6569 639.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll see that underneath there is a really little number of the amount of words per article.
Yes.
Okay, which is roughly
2,528.
So, we've got roughly in our show, Chris, 16608-047-392.
Yeah, I can see that.
That is a really long number. Lisa, what I'd like you to do is, at the very bottom, you'll see that there's something which says Visit Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to click on that Visit Wikipedia, and it will take you to, obviously, the Wikipedia website.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we've only just met, so I know that you're obviously into radio, into music. So what I'd like you to do is, I'd like you to imagine that you are sat in front of your computer.
Okay.
And you're searching for something. And just in the search part of Wikipedia, just search for anything. Could be your favourite film star, could be your favourite musical act, it could be your favourite food, it could be your favourite destination.
You've got something you're looking for, Lise?
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever that is, Lisa, I want you to change your mind. So just delete whatever you've just typed in that search bar, and just search for something else. If you want to go for something which is completely different to what you've just looked at, or if you want to go for something which is virtually the same.
Okay, so Lisa's doing that now, yeah.
Okay, and Lisa, what I'd like you to do is, I'm not looking at you, obviously, in case I can see where you're typing on the keyboard, but I want you to put your phone in your pocket. You're thinking of two things. You're thinking of, firstly, the thing that you searched for at the start, and then the thing that you've searched for recently. I believe that they're two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people think of maybe a person. I don't think it's a person. They think of maybe something that they enjoy doing. I think it's something to do with that, or something that you're interested in. We're going to go for the first one. Think about the first one, letter by letter. If I was to say, I think it's a destination somewhere in the world. She's nodding.
Oh, okay. You're getting warmer, Jay.
Have you ever been to this place?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Blackpool, is it?
No.
No. No, just stabbing the door. Say the word over and over and over and over and over and over. If it's abroad, imagine tasting the food. You've smiled on abroad. It's somewhere in Asia. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, it is somewhere in Asia.
Is it Phuket?
Oh my God! That was right.
Yes!
Oh my goodness!
Right,
wow.
The second one. It's going to sound really weird, this is Lisa, but I want you to think about it. Am I allowed to touch your head?
Oh God.
No, don't worry, don't worry. Or just touch end of finger.
Like E.T.
Ready? Cock spaniel.
Oh! So, Lisa, just come around here. So, you were genuinely Fouquet and a cocker spaniel were the two things. Wow, I can see it there. Show Jay. Unbelievable. How? I can't say anything else.
One extreme to another.
Yeah. Because I was thinking there'd be a slight link. I thought you might go Thailand and then something else after that. But
yeah.
Wow. That is really scary and freaky. And we should burn you, Joe. How? Can you do another one with somebody else if we get somebody else?
Yeah. Do you got anybody who's really lucky?
Come in here, son. Come in here. What are we doing now then, Jay?
Chris. Obviously, another Chris. This is going to get confusing.
Yeah.
Sales Chris?
Sales, yes.
Sales Chris. Sales, right, yeah. Okay. So, Chris, just to prove how lucky you are, I've got some cards with yes and no written on.
Okay.
And it's a simple game. It's a game that we can sort of play with you. And this is what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, something about yourself, and I'm going to make five predictions about yourself.
Okay.
So, Chris, obviously I know you work in radio. This is the part where you completely embarrass yourself. What is your favourite band?
Oh, God, of all time? Madness.
Madness?
Yeah.
You haven't embarrassed yourself. How many days a week do you work? Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. What would you do on your ideal day?
Ideal day is normally spent with my son.
Yep.
We do a lot of sport.
Okay.
So football, tennis, swimming, that sort of thing. Very sporty. Yeah.
Excellent.
Try and be as active as possible, really.
And one last question. Yep. I've got four things that I've made a note of so far. The last question is, if I could choose fry up or muesli?
Depends what day of the week it was.
Chris can edit this out if you want. Fry up, good lad. Excellent. I like it. Right. I'm going to put the prediction down there. I'm not going to touch it again.
Okay.
This is how it's going to work. I'm going to mix the cards up. I'm going to hold one card out in front of me. And all you have to do is say if it is yes or no. If Chris gets 3 out of 5, that is average.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 is you're above average. You can open the window and shout to the whole of Hereford.
I'm
above average. 5 out of 5. If you didn't play the lottery, I suggest that you go and play it. We're going to do it really quick. We're going to go for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this one, yes or no?
Yes.
That's a good choice. Yeah. And it is yes.
Boom. So, one.
1 out of 5. Okay, we're going to go for this one.
Yes.
You think it's yes again?
Yes.
Any reason why you go yes twice in a row?
No reason. 50-50.
Not reason, but yes. It is yes.
Boom. 2 out of 2.
Okay. Remember, 3 average. We'll go for... Okay. What's your favourite Madness track?
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment? Mm. Yeah. Okay, we'll go for this one.
No.
You think no? There you go. 3 in a row.
Oh!
So now you are average.
Okay.
Remember?
That's good to know.
Yeah.
One more. Open the window. Right. Down to the whole of the high street. We're going to go for... what's the most you've ever won on the lottery?
Ooh.
Roughly. Don't have to give an exact figure.
450 quid.
Wow. That's a lot. okay, we're going to go for this one. So you got 3 so far. Yes or no?
No.
You think no? That's 4 out of 5.
Oh.
You're now above average.
Okay, so the full 5 out of 5 now. For the full 5.
Full 5 out of 5. We're going to go for... We'll go for this one.
No.
You think no again. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I just asked you really quickly, then we didn't give you.
Oh.
So he's got 4 out of 5, above average.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite good. So number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4, you got correct.
Okay.
Number 5, it may have been me. I just threw it on you. I did write something down at the start.
Okay.
I will give to Chris. And Chris, if you'd like to tell everybody what I wrote down.
So you predicted I would get 4 out of 5, with the 5th one, the wrong one.
I did.
Yeah.
So number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, completely correct. And number 5... I knew.
Crikey.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that, I gotta say. No. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Chris. So obviously, you know, you've been doing these shows for a number of years now and you're constantly on the road. If people who just listen to the podcast now want to go and check you out somewhere.
Next few weeks, I'm in Leicester. I'm in Redditch. I am in Wolverhampton. Looking towards next year, I'm in Oswestry, Exmoor, Devon Way. Blackpool,
yeah.
Middlesbrough. If people want to come and see it, it's a show aimed at 14 plus. There are some things in the show that are not suitable for younger children.
Yeah.
There's some really mad things that I don't recommend doing. If they go to my website, which is jadkinsmagician.co.uk, and there is a link which says live.
Well, listen, Jay, it's been fantastic to catch up with you again after all these years, and just incredible what you're doing here. I wish you all the best with the coming dates. And as I say, people best go to your website, have a look at the dates, see where you're going to be that's near to them, and then book their tickets accordingly.
Yeah, if they type in Jay Adkins Magician, they'll find me.
Fantastic. You've blown us away today. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for letting me come in.
Really appreciate it. Jay Adkins.
Thank you. Brilliant.